Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this beautiful Friday morning, heading into another weekend and one that will be no doubt busy for many. Farmers are going to be busy this weekend. I mentioned I'm heading out to the farm pretty much right after the show, and we're hoping to get a big chunk of the canola done over the weekend. I've even got a couple of days off next week. So I, too, will be listening to the program. Maybe I'll call in. Maybe I should do that during open lines. I got some stuff. Sure. We'll follow up on that next week. Well, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And I talked about this earlier on the program. We had Uncover the Cure last night in Regina, something that this radio station, proud to sponsor, raising awareness about prostate cancer. And the numbers are always sobering to me when you know that 1 in 8 men in Canada can be affected or will be affected by this disease. I think the number was close to 28,000 Canadian men diagnosed with prostate cancer every year. And despite it being just as common in men as breast cancer is in women, prostate cancer often doesn't get the same level of attention or conversation. And so this is why I like to stop down and talk about it. Here in Saskatchewan, the Cancer Foundation is working alongside prostate cancer support groups in Regina and Saskatoon to make sure that men and their families have access to both information and community. And I'm happy to have our friend Nora Yates joining me in studio. Nora, the Chief Executive Officer for the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. Nora, thank you so much for popping in.
Good morning, Evan. Thanks for having me. It's great.
I love being able to work with you talking about these important issues. In fact, breast cancer is something I was part of the C95 Radiothon in Saskatoon, in there, and I know you were part of the coordinating group there. So this is important stuff, though.
This is really important stuff. Breast cancer is important. Prostate cancer, as you said, the numbers are exactly the same. 1 in 8. Right. Exactly the same. And we don't talk enough about prostate cancer and how it impacts men in our lives and their families. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to bring an awareness to Prostate Cancer Month.
Let's just for a second talk about the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan, because, you know, I said this earlier off air when you and I were talking. I think when people hear cancer, they kind of blur all the associations together. You guys have a very distinct role.
Yeah, we are here filling a gap. So the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan, we started in this province in 2019, and every dollar that is donated to us goes towards supporting people living in Saskatchewan with cancer. So we support the Alan Blair Cancer Center, the Saskatoon Cancer Center, the patient lodges, the screening programs. You may have heard we're building 2 new screening mammography trailers to travel the province. So that's the kind of work we do. And then the care as well. So we're supporting the treatment and the care. And the care is, you know, supporting those support groups that help people through.
When you think about a month like Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, it's obvious this is something that's a serious issue year round. Mm-hmm. Do these months, though, give the spike that you need in awareness, in communication and education? Does it make a tangible difference?
I think it does make a tangible difference, because it's not just us. There are other organizations in the city that are also bringing awareness to prostate cancer. So when we all work together in a concerted effort, the Saskatchewan support groups, they're really promoting Light Up in Blue. And I know that in Regina, the city hall lit up in blue the day that we did the kickoff for the campaign and for the month. And I think when everyone is talking about the same thing in a concerted effort, it really does bring awareness, and it makes it less frightening to talk about.
You know, Nora, when you talk about the fact the stats are similar in terms of 1 in 8 Canadian men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, very similar to breast cancer stats, yet it's not talked about as much. Why is that? Is it because men typically don't talk about these things?
Well, I was just going to ask you, Evan, because you know what? It is a very sensitive subject, as you know. And if somebody going through prostate cancer and you've had to have radiation or chemotherapy treatment, it impacts the way you live your life for the rest of your life. It's not just the treatment. There are terrible side effects, but it is also the emotional side effects and how it affects you mentally and how you interact with your family. People will say, well, great, you're done treatment, cancer's gone, or it's at bay, go live your life, go back to normal. There is no normal.
You speak often with people, and I know just last night you spoke to a support group. Am
yes.
I right?
So yeah, in Saskatoon.
Can you
I was
talk
there.
A little bit about that experience and the feedback you get from not just men, but their families?
You know what? Last night I was in Saskatoon at the Saskatoon support group. There was over 30 men there, I would say, and they've either been there or they're in it or they're just getting started and they're there to talk, and they talk about really intimate things. And just to look in their eyes when they come up and talk to me afterwards and hear those personal stories, it's heartbreaking to be honest, because it's a challenge for them to go on and live their life. And maybe, and then they think, did I get the right treatment? Did I make the right choices? The support, the caregiver, I think it's really hard on the caregiver as well.
Like many forms of cancer, it's about early detection.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's a big part of this. So what is your message when it comes to something like that?
Oh my gosh, early detection is key.
Right.
You need early detection is, if you can detect prostate cancer early, it is absolutely treatable. And the statistics have grown in terms of the net survival rate. It's in the 90s now. So early detection, go to your doctor, get your PSA checked.
Is there an age that you should start doing that?
I think the most important message we say is know your body and know the changes and advocate for yourself.
Right.
But prostate cancer is generally a cancer that will affect men over the age of 50. If you've had cancer in the family, it's something to be more aware of, probably earlier on. And the other factor is men of color, black men. It seems to hit them earlier than white.
You know, I'm going to revisit something that we've already talked about. Nora Yates is my guest, chief executive officer for the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. Let's just talk about the stigma and the stubbornness. And I'm just going to, I can say it because I'm a man and I'm someone who has been stubborn. I've had through the years a couple of things where my wife will say, I think we should go to the hospital. And of course, my answer is no.
Yep.
No, I'm fine. It'll be fine. I'll take an Advil. Whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That message that you just said, Nora, about listening to your body, because you know, right?
You know if something doesn't feel right. Yes.
And ignoring it, the consequences can be dire.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You don't have to have cancer to go to one of the prostate support groups. They meet once a month in Regina and in Saskatoon. I think Regina's the second. Oh, I apologize, James. I think it's the second Thursday or Tuesday, but you can go to saskprostate.ca. Saskatoon is the third. And that's where you can talk about your symptoms. You can talk about your challenges. And it's just incredible the support that you can get. But I say, know your body, advocate for yourself, men and women. That is a huge factor in early detection.
Nora Yates is my guest. So let's talk a little bit about symptoms, because you might know something is wrong, but you might not know that's a sign or a symptom of something like prostate cancer or problems. Can we talk a little bit about what those might be?
Yeah. So some of the symptoms are difficulty urinating or pain when you're urinating. Weak, just a weak urine flow.
Right.
Blood, if you see blood in your urine or your semen, for sure, get into your doctor. Pain in your hips, your back, your chest. Many of these symptoms, they can also be non-cancerous. But you know what? If you've got trouble in the mechanics of going to the washroom, you should be seeing your doctor.
Yeah. And this is exactly why. Like, I'm not shying away from this, Nora. This is exactly why. Those are sensitive things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough. Even if it's your spouse who you love and you talk to about everything, it's very tough to say, you know what? I'm having trouble peeing.
Right.
Like, those aren't easy conversations, but man, we need to have those conversations, whether it's with your spouse, whether it's with a buddy, whatever, wherever you can be comfortable, because early detection is important. The foundation is partnering with prostate cancer support groups in Regina and Saskatoon. Can we talk about the importance of these groups?
These groups are so important, and the two men that run them are so passionate about making sure that men get the information they need. And they try and have a guest speaker. In Regina, we had Dr. Amjad come and speak at the last one, a radiation oncologist, really well-known, really expert in his field. So you're going to learn something. So they always have a learning session. And then there's also the smaller group, the intimate conversation where you can share everything and be comfortable knowing that you are not alone. Mm-hmm. You are not the only one going through this. You're not the first man to have difficulties. You know, there's all kinds of relationship issues after you go through prostate cancer.
Right.
That's also hard to talk about. So these groups, they're not only information, but they're there to build community.
Mm-hmm. Nori Yates is my guest, Chief Executive Officer for the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. Can you talk about, we're almost out of time here, but I want to talk about the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. You do great work there. A fairly new organization, actually, in the grand scheme of things. Can you talk to some of the successes you've seen in the last few years?
Well, in general, just for the Cancer Foundation in general, you're right. We just started in 2019. We receive about $5 million a year from donors across the province. It's incredible how they've embraced us. But some of the things that we have done is putting new CT simulators in each of the cancer centers. You have to have that imaging equipment to go through treatment. We are funding equipment in the centers. We're funding the lodges where people stay for $40 a night. We need to build a new one in Saskatoon on College Avenue. Mm-hmm. We're funding equipment. We're funding patient care and comfort, which are the small items, some financial assistance, and a lot of things that people in Saskatchewan need. And that's the great thing, is every donation that's given, what's raised here stays here, and we support friends, neighbors, family, colleagues, everybody in this province.
And the feedback you get, Nora, must be so rewarding.
Oh, as soon as people know, oh, that's you. Mm. Oh, the money stays here. Oh, I can support the Alan Blair Cancer Center in Regina or the Saskatoon Cancer Center. It's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. The challenge for us is getting the message out there that the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan is where your money stays local.
So where can they find you online?
Cancer Foundation Sask. .ca. That's our main website. We're on all of the digital media. And if you wanted to check out the support groups for prostate, it's saskprostate.ca.
Okay. And maybe we'll just end with comments. Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, the month of September. That's what we've been focusing our conversation. What are your parting words to people listening?
My parting words is, if you want to help the men in your life, talk to them about their prostate. If you would like to do more than that, you can go to our website and make a donation. We're raising money for a new procedure that's available here in Saskatchewan. And our goal is $100,000 for the month of September.
And early detection, obviously, is key. Nora, this has been a great chat. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Nora Yates, Chief Executive Officer for the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.